Think I better dance now.
With the PR and media beat, I'm Roy Everett. Is the mainstream media ignoring facts that bring into question the Bush administration's buildup to the Iraq War? In the mainstream media, the credibility of the Bush administration in making the case for the war on Iraq comes down to 16 words in President Bush's State of the Union address that U.S. intelligence knew were false.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
Outside the mainstream American media, other issues cast doubt on the administration's credibility. Aluminum tubes used for rockets and not uranium purification, misrepresentation of statements made by Iraqi defector General Saddam Kamal, and plagiarized pages in the British dossier, among others. On the one hand, the mainstream media say they have covered the issue of Bush's credibility thoroughly. CNN headline news anchor and military affairs correspondent Chris Osborne said this.
You mentioned a couple of things that are questionable in terms of whether they're fact. I can tell you that CNN has paid an enormous amount of attention to these questions regarding intelligence, and a suggestion to the contrary seems misplaced, if not potentially highly inaccurate. The question that you raise, which is an important one, was the intelligence in any way manipulated? I'm not saying it was or it wasn't. I'm telling you what critics are saying, and I'm telling you what the administration is saying in its defense. The best thing that anyone can do is to accurately paraphrase the known facts and leave the interpretation up to individuals. It's not the media's job to characterize the news, but rather to portray it as accurately as possible.
For media critics, this issue reveals two views of mainstream American media, a relatively innocent one where time pressure, timing, and audience generate stories that stand as symbols of more complex issues. The other view is of a media dominated by narrow corporate interest, where a message crafted for the needs of an elite dominates American news. Ken Edelstein, editor of Atlanta's alternative weekly, Creative Loafing, supported the media-based view.
I don't think that the mainstream media is necessarily focused on the truth. That is, on a larger truth, as much as it's focused on sort of the pop story of the day. And this story hit the news cycle at the right time. It hit the news cycle at a time that there are some doubts finally being raised in a broad way about the Iraq War. That is, the after-war problems have raised doubt within the mainstream media about the war, and along comes more irrefutable evidence that the infamous 16 words were in fact incorrect, and it takes on a life of its own.
In contrast, Jim Noricus, editor of Extra, a magazine produced by Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, supported the corporate-dominated view.
Well, I think that the ultimate answer is that the corporations that own the media have a real stake in the stability of the system, and they do not want to undermine the system by pointing out that the major foreign policy of the Bush administration was based on a series of lies. That's a very, very dangerous thing to assert, because it really will weaken the people's confidence in the powers that be. And the powers that be are the people who own the media, as well as the people who run the government, and the people who own the companies that advertise on the media and pay the bills.
I'm sure, you know, if you talk to reporters and so forth, editors, they'll say, well, you know, our owners aren't telling us what to do. So how does this work then? How do they, how does the corporate mentality permeate the actual reporters, the people asking the questions and writing the stories?
George Seldes, who's a classic media critic, once said that the stupidest boast of the reporter is to say, no one tells me what to write. Because if no one tells you what to write, it's because you're writing what they want you to write. And that is the way that the media works. It's not generally through top-down control. It's by people having an understanding of what kinds of stories will get you ahead in your profession and what kind of stories will hold you back.
The media attention given to the credibility of the Bush administration's build-up to the Iraq War does not appear to show one perspective on the media as better than another. Or perhaps, as Noam Chomsky points out, things happen for many reasons. In the end, the mainstream media defend their coverage, while progressives and others critical of the media find support for more than one view of this issue.